those who know me well will know I'm a romantic soul at heart. So I've come out late from a meeting and decided that I have to go to Bush House because in about half an hour's time, the very last broadcast from the World Service made from Bush House will be taking place. It'll be the noon news. And so I've just hailed a taxi and said, can you take me to Bush House, please? Which is possibly the last time anyone from the BBC will be able to do that in a meaningful way, as opposed to just for sort of historical reasons. And I'm not sure what I'll do when I get there. I might just stand outside and watch. I'm not sure who's going to be around. Of course, the BBC is an astonishingly pragmatic organisation in many ways. All the old studio stuff is being sold off. The contents of C21, where we made Digital Planet and Click for so many years, will be going. You can probably bid for bits and pieces. You know, the microphone Gareth and I spoke into for all those years, the studio desk where our various fantastic studio managers made the magic happen that ensured that what we spoke radiated out to the world. The creaking computers. I remember when we were in B6 doing Go Digital with Tracy, and we used to be webcast live, and there was this astonishing lash-up of equipment that would allow us to go out in grainy sort of sub-VGA video for those few hundred people who could be bothered to watch a technology program on the World Service with the odd sort of pixelated picture of me waving and gurning to the camera. I love Bush House. It was a fantastic place. But what I really love is the World Service and the ethos of the World Service that infuses the place, that made it significant. And it was because everyone who worked there, cared about getting the news out to people, cared about getting it right, cared about being objective and critical and analytic and doing the right job for everyone in the world. It was a fantastic place to work. But the World Service remains a fantastic place to work, and I'm proud to have been associated with it for so long. I got involved doing things on Outlook with people like Barbara Myers and Mike Bullen, where they dragged me in occasionally as the studio expert who, as the index card they had on me said, knows about the internet and doesn't And I've tried not to ever since I saw that card. I think it's my one characteristic on air. I may pause, I may slow down, I may gabble occasionally and talk too quickly, but I very rarely do the cardinal sin of saying repeatedly on air. So we're heading down Clerkenwell Road now. Soon we'll turn down Kingsway and I'll see Bush House ahead of me. And it will be different tomorrow, you know? It will be different because it's no longer the home of the World Service. Still a great building, though I'm sure they'll rip out all the plasterboard partitions and all the studios and try somehow to turn it into functional offices, and I wish the developers really good luck with that. The staircases will remain, the lifts will remain, which apparently, according to my good friend Mo, run an interpreted basic, and are for some of the few lifts in the country that try to estimate how long it will be before the lift actually arrives. I don't know that it ever got it right, to my knowledge. So I'm off to say goodbye to Bush. Anyone who happens to be listening to this before noon British BST today can, if they wish, listen in to the World Service. I'm sure there'll be something said on air. But I'd like to say thank you to everybody who worked there, who made it great for me, and thank you to all my colleagues at the World Service in the Radio Science Unit making Click, who still make being part of the World Service family such a joy for me. So, we'll be there soon.